Good morning, good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him, thank Him, be joyous. It's going to be a good day, at least hopefully. I've been just running around like a crazy man, but it's finally calming down. I mean, after today, I'm hoping that this weekend slows down. But I'm still on the love thing. I'm still working that out. But today I read a couple things that blessed me, and I always think it's funny. This verse always comes to my mind when I don't work out. Because I'm going through this thing where I need to start working out again, but I'm having a hard time doing it. But I wanted to go over these verses. If you go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But refuse profane or old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." Now, godliness, I'm going to give the definition. Godliness is a real, true, and vital spiritual relation with God. It's not religious or religion with its outward act of religious observance or outward appearance. It's a vital, it's true, it's real. It's that, it's close to that epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God. It's a spiritual relationship between you and God. And I love the fact it says, "But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise rather thyself unto godliness." Work out that godliness. Work out your own safety, your own salvation with God. It's between you and God, ultimately. Verse 8, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come." That's why I love that verse. Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness profits all things. It's about this life and that which is to come. You build the relationship with God. There's another verse in here where it talks about godliness. We go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "And besides this, giving all diligence," or speed or haste, "add to your faith virtue," which is moral excellence. Now, I always think about this because it's a building block. You start with faith. Faith is believing specifically what you hear. You got to believe what this word is. You got to believe what it says. "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge," which is knowledge by experience. It's that experiential knowledge. "And to knowledge, self-control," or temperance. "And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness." You got to go through all these things to get to that point where you have a true and vital relationship with God. And when you live your life believing, you'll start to see it because you experience all these things. Tribulation, it worketh patience, which is that patient endurance. Patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope, that expectation of future good, will not cause shame. It will never cause shame. So again, "And to knowledge, add self-control," and to self-control, patience, and to patience, godliness. "And to godliness, brotherly kindness," which is that brotherly love, the love for the believers. "And to brotherly kindness, love." This is that agape. It's true love that spawns from nothing. It's the God of Jacob love. And again, I keep talking about the God of Jacob. Like, this dude lied about everything. No acts in this life. God didn't judge him by any of his acts. God chose him. And we are to choose people just because God tells us to do it, not because of the way they treat us or the way they act or the way that we think they should act. It's a spontaneous love that you give. That's that grace, that active compassion, mercy. I'm going to finish up with this. If you jump over to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, it says, verse 6, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." The God of the God of Jacob, the God who doesn't care about your acts once you believe in the name. He doesn't care. He chose you. That God wants you to cast all your care upon him. Give it to him. Pray about it. Lay it on him. He's a big God, man. He will take care of it. Cast your care upon him. Verse 10, but the God of all grace, that God of Jacob, the God of mercy, that act of compassion, who hath called us unto his glory, eternal glory, by Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered for a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Those are the things that our God promises. He will strengthen you. He will settle you. He will establish you. He will make you perfect. Stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. Cast your cares upon God and work towards that godliness, that vital relationship with God. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for a blessing. I thank you for kind of giving me time to read the word and get my mind back wrapped around it. I thank you for those believers out there that are teaching the word and having fellowship and just blessing all those people around them. I'm very, very grateful that there's others out there doing it. I thank you for my family and the people you put in my life. I thank you for the people around this area and just that you continually bless them and for everybody that we work with. And I ask you for a great day today and for strength and vitality and everything else. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Up in the name of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in your son, in your son, in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.